Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Funny Stories with Ocean.
Stop. That was awesome.
Did you really do it like that?
I told you, every week it's going to be different.
It's going to be different episode.
Every week it's going to be different.
That was super clever.
That was clever. And that was Tom on the introduction. Yo, welcome to another episode of Funny Stories with Ocean. Of course, I'm your host, Ocean Glapion, and we got our co-host, Kristen.
The newscaster.
The newscaster / entertainment.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. As entertainment news. Yes,
entertainment
how's your
news.
Week been?
My week's been good.
Uh-huh.
I've been binging this show called Kingdom. I'm obsessed and I can't stop watching it.
Uh-huh. What's it about?
So it's about like UFC fighting,
okay.
Like MMA.
Yeah.
So it's on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that's all I've been doing.
Really?
Yeah.
You've been watching that?
Yeah.
Nonstop.
Nonstop. It's so good.
That show is actually a really good show.
You did.
It's about fighters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about this guy who runs the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And his girlfriend was with his number one fighter. And they have this whole dynamic. And it's really good. It's a really good show. Mm-hmm. It's old, though. It's not like new.
Yeah. So someone told me about it recently. So I was like, all right, I'm out of stuff to watch because quarantine's got me watching everything.
Yep.
So I decided to check it out. And that's all I've been doing.
Okay.
Literally
and
watching
what are
this
show. Drinking this week.
Okay.
Your boy got you all cold.
So I'm usually White Claws, right?
Uh-huh.
But someone was like, hey, check out this Truly's pineapple.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to lie, I actually really like it. However, I'm still not on the Truly side because the original like Truly's versus the original like White Claw like pack, White Claw still has it. But I have to say, like even yours, these are good.
Those are
okay,
good,
these
right?
are good. But
so this week
yeah.
I am drinking, last week I drank Truly pineapple. This week I'm drinking Truly lemonade,
but it's good.
It's been a horrible week for me because I've been just eating pizza and I have not lost any weight this week.
I knew this was gonna happen.
Did you know it was gonna happen?
I knew this was gonna happen. That's why I was like, you need to say it. You need to weigh yourself on camera because you have to hold yourself accountable. And uh-huh. I knew you weren't going to do it.
No. So, yeah. So, here I am. I think I gained 3 pounds this week being just a fat ass. That's why I'm wearing all black so y'all can't see me with that. All right. Are you ready for the entertainment news? Give it up for Kristen, everybody. Yes.
All right.
And the entertainment. I'm not the only one that's going to clap. Tom, you're not going to clap in here. Appreciate you. We need some sound effects. That's what we need. Next.
What is that?
Next week we need to do sound effects.
The crowd goes wild.
Oh,
goes wild. That's all we need. A sound effects.
Sound effects.
We need, when we do entertainment, like entertainment news, and when we have our guests
mm-hmm.
and they tell their story, they gotta go. Story time.
Yeah,
story
I don't know
time.
Why you're so hooked on that. You're really hooked on the like.
I am.
The
I've been watching
repetitive.
Yeah, I've been watching Joe Budden's podcast, and that's what he
that's
does.
That's why
he does a lot of do 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 do. It's a lot of sounds.
Repetitive sounds.
It's a lot of competitive sounds.
Repetitive.
It's a lot of that.
As a former morning radio guy,
uh-huh.
those people go fuck right the fuck off.
Why is
Tom's
that?
Like, I'm not doing
all
that,
the,
Ocean.
All of
sorry.
That fucking early in the morning, zoo crew radio. They can go fuck right the fuck off.
Exactly, but. Is done correctly because people in podcast land love to hear do 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 do.
Those people don't have souls.
Exactly, that's what it is. Right.
And they can also go fuck right the fuck off.
Okay, that's what's
okay.
up. Tom's
all right,
extra
Tom.
Spicy
we know how Tom feels.
Week.
Okay, Tom. No sound effects for you, Ocean.
Yeah,
sorry.
Tom, you are extra spicy this week. What's going on?
How was your week, Tom?
Yeah.
It's Monday.
It's Monday.
It is Monday.
And everyone can go fuck right the fuck off.
Okay.
So that's right. How we're going with it today. I get it. That's
well, thank you for
is.
Having us.
I didn't even do the intro. I'm so tired. I let the computer do the intro.
Yeah, you did that. You did do that. That's fine. That's good. All right, let's do it. You ready?
Yeah. Hold on. Entertainment. Cheers.
I think I think my new thing
day.
Is just like the angry dude.
Yeah. No. Be the information guy that you normally
You're
are.
You're not angry, Tom.
The angry information guy.
No.
Have you seen this TV show Kingdom? Have you seen it?
On Netflix.
I don't watch television.
Oh. You don't watch television at all?
That's sad. Okay.
When do I have time to watch television?
You're absolutely right. You're
a busy guy,
Tom. You're a busy guy. That's what everybody don't know.
I'm not very busy. That's why I have all the time in the world.
Yeah, your hair is up today. I love it.
Oh, yeah, my hair is up.
Why'd you decide to put your hair up today?
Because I watched back our episode last week, and I kept fucking touching my goddamn hair last week, and I was getting really irritated, and I was like, that's it. I'm not touching my hair this week.
What were you doing?
But it's
hot, too.
It's hot.
You were doing the white girl thing?
You guys don't know this, but it's hot in here. Uh-huh. And so I kept touching my hair because it was so hot. So this week, I'm like, I'm not touching my hair. I'm going to have it up.
Well, it looks good up.
Thank you.
People can see your bone structure.
I think we can open the door. I mean, it's pretty cool.
No, it's good. Fine. This week is amazing. This week, it was just last week.
Yeah, last week, it was like in the hundreds all week long. Everyone was
and
dying.
And even at 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah, it's been nice these past few days. It's been real nice. Yeah. But last week, it was horrible. Yeah.
That's right.
So bad.
All right, first question. Let's go.
All right, first question. Here we go. All right. So this one makes me laugh. Okay. So Nicole Richie, a.k.a. Nikki Fresh, Nicole Richie. You know who Nicole Richie is,
I know
right?
Nicole Richie, AKA,
let me finish. AKA Nikki Fresh.
Wait. Who calls her Nikki Fresh?
Wait, that's not good.
You guys gotta let me say my thing before you interrupt. Jesus. Let me finish.
Okay, Nikki Fresh.
Nicole Richie, AKA Nikki Fresh, just released a rap album about her organic vegetables. Are you gonna check it out?
None of those words go together.
Yes, it does. Okay, so she recently just released an album on Apple Music, and it's literally an album about her rapping about her organic vegetables, but like health. So like there's one about like energy, and one about like her being a mom, and like one, and there's a few about like eating organic vegetables. I'm not lying.
Okay,
I checked it out
today. Okay, so
this is
a real album. Like, she came out.
It's on Apple Music.
Did you check it out and did you listen to it?
I did.
What did you think of it?
I mean, I think it's kind of a joke. I mean, it's quarantine. I'm like, maybe that's all she had to do, but...
Also, again, who calls her Nikki Fresh?
That she came up... I don't know. Maybe that you she came up with that name. That's her rap name. Everyone needs a rap name.
Nikki Fresh. How old is Nicole?
You can't give yourself your own rap name.
That's like playing basketball.
Why not?
And give yourself your own nickname in basketball. Somebody has to give it to you.
They call me T-Bone. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Nobody calls you T-Bone. You call you T-Bone.
All right, so what's the question? What's the question again?
Oh, so, I mean, like, are you going to check it out?
I'm not going to check it out. Why would I check anything out?
Because I think it's interesting.
Like, about her vegetables, and that's what she's talking
about. No, but the fact that she even put an album out about it.
But
like,
she put beats together, and she's going to talk about vegetables.
Some of the beats are actually, I was like, oh, this sounds
you,
good.
I'm
but then
so,
she started.
I'm so sick of vegans. I swear to God, I'm so done. My boy is a vegan. That's all he wants to talk about is veganism and how much he loves being a vegan. But they all look like that. You could tell who's a vegan when you walk into Trader Joe's because they look like they're about to die and they need help walking down the street.
Mm-mm.
Like that. That's what they look like.
You know, LJ, comic LJ. You know how big he is because he's a bodybuilder? He's been a vegan for 40 years.
Are you serious?
Yes.
But that's the one guy in this world.
That's so hard. I feel like being a vegan is so hard.
It's so hard.
Yeah, it is hard being that much of a douchebag. Like, I can't understand how much douche you got to have in you constantly be like, hey, I don't eat animals. Good, go fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
T-Bone.
Like, have you ever wanted to be like a vegetarian?
Never. Actually, you know.
Let me ask you again, Ocean. Have you ever wanted to go?
No, I actually wanted to be a vegan. I watched that TV show, What the Health, and I was eating a carne asada burrito as I was watching it. And everybody was like, oh my God, it's going to be so traumatizing for you. And I was like eating this as I was watching it. And I was like, no, it's cool for me. And then I was a vegan for like.
6 hours while you're sleeping.
I mean, it was like I was for like 4 months, 3 months. But you gotta find.
That's why I don't watch any shows about food, like vegan or like meat or anything. I don't watch anything that makes me like think I need to change my mindset on food. Because
no,
it's,
God forbid,
it's
you have
traumatizing. No, it's just traumatizing. And then it's just like, I can't stop eating hamburgers. I'm sorry. I just can't. Listen, but then every time I eat one, I'm going to think about how they're made or how, like, I can't do it.
But it's
I
a
just
lot
avoid
of,
it.
You got to find a lot of places that eat, that don't have meat, that you got to find vegetarian spots. And it was just too much for me. And I went to a party and I ate a hot dog and it was over with. And so I was back to eating
and
meat.
Then that's another story, like hot dogs, you know.
No. All right, so our next question, anyways. What we got?
Well, on the other end of the spectrum, we have a McDonald's. So McDonald's will be releasing spicy chicken nuggets, a new McFlurry, and like some sort of spicy sauce September 16th. So these are like new items on the menu.
Okay.
So my question, are you going to be trying these new items out? Will you be in line on September 16th?
For spicy chicken nuggets?
Yeah, it's like a new thing.
My thing is, is it going to be the same way they make nuggets now? Or is it going to do a whole new recipe? Because McDonald's nuggets are at the bottom of all fast food nuggets. So I don't want any spiciness. It don't even taste like chicken.
I think there's a show on that, too.
It's the worst.
Like how McDonald's chicken nuggets are made.
The worst. How is it made?
I don't want to talk about it.
Why? That's why we're here, to talk about McDonald's nuggets.
No, I heard something, and that's why I don't eat McDonald's at all. Occasionally, I'll go through the drive-thru for like their French fries and their McFlurry. But other than that, I don't eat anything else.
Okay, so McDonald's has the most amazing French fries ever. But you have to eat it as soon as you get them.
Yeah, you can't wait.
You can't wait.
That's
so
true.
As soon as you get them, you got to eat them hot, fresh, or they're not that good. And I think Carl's Jr. fries are like the worst fries. And
I don't eat
Chick-fil-A.
Carl's Jr.
But Chick-fil-A has the best nuggets. So I'm intrigued because it's spicy nuggets.
Wendy's has the best spicy nuggets.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
Okay, so you're a Wendy's fan.
I'm a Wendy's spicy chicken nugget fan, yes.
So list your top five restaurants or fast food places that do nuggets.
I mean, I only really, if I do spicy chicken nuggets, I tend to only get them from Wendy's.
Okay, so you do. So yeah, you don't even get them from Chick-fil-A?
No.
Have you had Popeye's sandwich? Have you tried that?
I do spicy chicken sandwiches at Chick-fil-A and Popeye's. But
which one is better, Chick-fil-A or Popeye's?
I mean, I'm going to go Popeye's.
Why? The spicy is better?
I like their spicy chicken sandwich better than Chick-fil-A.
Oh, no, you crazy.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you like it too? You like?
I did a taste test.
Did you?
Me and George K. Burns.
Uh-huh.
We got Chick-fil-A, Popeye's, Dave's Hot Chicken.
I've never heard of Dave's Hot Chicken.
It's a local place. There's only two in L.A. There's one over on Lancashire. And the Popeyes beat
hands
Chick-fil-A.
Down?
Well, not hands really... down. Dave's, it was, Dave's beat good. The other two hands down.
Yeah,
but
I
Popeyes
don't...
beat Chick-fil-A.
Well, see, the,
I don't have a
what's,
Dave's.
What, Popeyes spicy chicken is not the chicken that's spicy. It's the sauce that's spicy. And I don't really like that sauce. And because it's mayonnaise based, so that means that I'm going to be farting all the time and I don't do anything white except my women. So therefore, I'm good. That was a great joke. Next one. Now, you guys didn't laugh and none of that. It's going fine. All of y'all just sit there and just don't look at me like I'm crazy. That was a tremendous joke, Tom and Kristen.
No,
y'all both just looked at me like it was nothing.
I just had that scene from Undercover Brother in my head.
That was it. Was? Yeah. All right, cool. All right, next question.
Okay, so Bella Thorne. So Bella Thorne apologizes to fans and sex workers, which I feel really weird saying sex workers.
Who?
Because I feel like...
Oh, I know.
Bella Thorne. Yeah. Okay.
Anyways, so apologizes to fans and sex workers after charging $200 for what they thought would be nude photos. And now fans only created caps on what they can charge and tip. So like what, like... You know,
what's your question?
Like what Bella can charge and what fans can actually tip and stuff. So my question is, would you pay $200 to see naked photos of Bella Thorne?
Would I? I don't even know who Bella Thorne is.
So
is
she's like an actress.
So you said they got charged for what they thought was nude photos.
Yeah.
So were they nude photos?
No.
Then fuck.
Right. I don't.
But
I don't know
she made like $2 million by doing this, and so, what is it? Fans only, they now put a cap on how much someone can charge their audience per like picture, video, or whatever the hell it is. And you can only charge up to $50, and then fans can only tip up to $100. So now everyone's like furious that actually do a fans only page that she, they think like she did that. Well, she did.
So what did she show them if it wasn't a nude photo?
I mean,
for
I think they were photos, but I don't think they were like nude photos.
Yes. So your question is what?
Would you pay $200?
I don't know who Bella Thorne is. Who is she? What has she done?
She's an actress.
And she, what movie is she in? None. So I'm not paying $200 for no girl. I don't care if it was Kim Kardashian, if it was anyone.
Crazy.
I'm not paying. And so this girl I've never ever heard of is charging people $200, and she made $2 million off of this. And so now sex workers are upset about it.
Which is so weird for me to, like, sex workers. I feel like they're like prostitutes.
I feel like they're prostitutes too, but they're not. They're sex workers, and they have an opportunity to make money on the internet in this free country.
And Bella Thorne just fucked it all up.
She fucked it up for everyone.
Leave it up to white women.
Didn't
nobody ask her to do nothing. She done fucked it up.
All right, so next question.
What's hey, white women, quit it.
Go ahead.
All right, so my last question. So Brad Pitt, who is 56, is dating a 27-year-old German model who is married to a 68-year-old, but they are in an open relationship. So my question, would you ever be in an open relationship?
With Brad Pitt? Yes.
Yeah. No, would you ever be married to someone and have an open relationship with them? But
only if it's
you,
with Brad Pitt.
This is like a 29-year-old.
Nobody's getting my joke.
I get it. We get it. You were being with Brad Pitt.
Oh, I got it.
Now
okay.
You finally got
it. I got it.
So
finally.
The question is what?
Would you ever be in an open relationship?
Shitty comedian.
Yes, I would be in an open relationship if both parties were hot. Yeah, so this dude, though, his girl is how old?
27.
And the guy she's with is how
68.
Old?
68.
Damn, that's even worse than what our last topic on the last one with Sophia and what's his name?
Sophia and Scott Disick.
And Scott Disick,
yeah. There's a, between Brad and his new girl, that's a 29-year difference, right?
Damn. So both of them are old as shit. And so she just must have a fetish fucking old guys. Is that what it is?
I don't know. They've been married for 8 years. And they have a kid together.
Damn. Yeah. So no, I'm not doing, if I had to, like if it was roles reversed where I was the guy and
no,
I had
but if
two
you
women,
were if you were just in a normal relationship, like let's say you're dating someone just in a normal relationship, would you consider having an open relationship? That's
no,
just the general
no,
question.
No, I wouldn't consider having an open relationship.
Okay, that's
I'm good.
Question.
Somebody can come watch me and my girl, but I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna have, I definitely not gonna have no dude in the bed with me. I'm good with that.
Okay,
and does that conclude entertainment?
That concludes all the entertainment I have this week.
I'm so excited for my guest that's coming up. Are you
me
excited?
Too. I'm very excited.
Yeah, very excited. I'm excited. So, won't you head on out? Like you always do. And I'm going to, this guy is so great. I had to make sure I had all the credits done right because he's incredible. So, all right.
Bye.
Cheers. Cheers.
Have a good
great.
Show.
You're still involved in the show. What do you mean? Have a good show. All right, everybody, it's time where this is a part where we have our guests come in and do tell a funny story. First, of course, I'm going to talk to him a little bit. He's a studio exec. He was at Silver Pictures and Revolution Studios. He's worked on movies such as White Chicks, which is every white girl in America's favorite movie.
Hey, white women.
Yeah, they love that movie, Broken City. He also produced Rock and Roller? And was an executive producer on Modern Love, which is on Amazon right now. I need you guys to put your hands together for my good friend, Naveeb, y'all. Make some noise, Naveeb. Come on in. Yeah, what's up, buddy boy? Yeah, Naveeb is here. What we been doing with these? Taking these? All right. What you drinking? Cheers.
Beer.
Beer?
Cheers.
What kind of beer?
I have to do this sober. This is IPA, Voodoo Ranger IPA.
And he's a
nice. He's a what?
He
He drinks beer. No, grab that mic and put it close to you.
Is this like if a microphone fucks another microphone, they don't have babies wearing this?
Exactly. That's what it is. Is his levels all good, Tom? Is he good? He's straight? What's good, man? How are you?
How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm glad you're doing this. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for having me.
So how was it working on White Chicks?
Oh, that was fun. Yeah. There's some funny stories around White Chicks. Because we were developing it with the Wayans, and the boss, the head of the studio, said, before I greenlight this movie, we have to see a makeup test, see what it looks like. And you could see the makeup test online. Actually, if you Google me, I put a clip up. But there's one with Sean and Marlon where they're just the early makeup test. But they're sitting there talking about, like, I like that boy Navi. He's so sexy. Yeah, it was fun.
It was a good time. How was it working with them? Was it like non-stop laughter? It was good.
Yeah, it was fun. Those guys are hilarious.
Do you have any good stories on that set?
None I can tell.
Nothing you can tell.
Top secret.
What is your favorite movie that you produce in your career? Because you produce over like 30 films.
No, I mean, a studio executive or produced. I don't know. I mean, a lot of people love Rock and Rolla.
Right.
You clearly don't know what
the movie is. Clearly don't know what Rock and Rolla is.
It was a Guy Ritchie movie.
Okay.
That there was a lot of people in it that at the time nobody really knew who they were. It was like right when Idris was starting to break.
Okay.
And Jerry Butler had just been in 300. But Tom Hardy's in it.
Tom Hardy's like one of my favorite actors.
Yeah, this was like before anybody knew who he was.
He is so good.
Yeah.
And what I forgot to say that when you were coming up, and I'm so mad that I didn't introduce it this way, but this is White Jesus itself. Fat White Jesus.
I
forgot to say Fat White Jesus. This is our guy right here. That is your nickname, and that was not given.
Always.
That was given to you.
I didn't make it up.
You didn't make it up.
That one I did not make up.
That's why you can't make up a nickname. It has to be given to you.
No, but do you know the story of how I got it?
No, that's what I want to know. How'd you get the story of Fat White Jesus?
So it was with Tiffany, right? Tiffany and David took my son and I to one of the, I think it was the first Rams game.
Okay,
when they came back.
Tiffany, just so everybody knows, Tiffany's me and your lawyer.
Yeah.
She's an entertainment lawyer, very good lawyer. So go ahead.
And they took us, my son and I, to the first Rams game. It was a preseason game. And we tailgated before it. And there was like this parking lot where everybody was tailgating. We went for like an hour before. Then we went, when we came back, there were still these two Hispanic dudes playing beer pong.
Okay.
Right? And so they were playing. And they were like, yo, they were telling my son and I, my son looks like Justin Bieber a little bit. Okay. Right? And they were like, they were telling us,
son
like,
is
you guys.
Very handsome.
Thank you. Yeah. He goes, like, you guys, come on. Yo, Justin Bieber, Fat Jesus, let's go.
It's like, you got it now, Fat Jesus. And it's so
You're
funny.
Like, oh, okay.
But it's so funny when Tiffany when it was telling me like Fat Jesus, and they were like, Naveeb is coming, you know, Fat Jesus, and I was like, damn, he does look like a Fat Jesus. This is what the hair and everything. This is what Jesus would look like.
Actually, if you Google what did Jesus look like, it looks just.
Like it just looks just like well, you. Then it's legit. But just a skinnier virgin.
That's why he's called Fat.
That's why he's called Fat Jesus.
That's also why I wore a black shirt.
Could you be in we were talking about in the entertainment section, could you be in like a threesome relationship like that?
A threesome relationship.
Could you be in that open relationship? Tom wants you because we're gonna keep he keeps calling for you, but go ahead.
I don't know. Open relationship? I don't know, but I used to be super, super jealous.
Right? Really?
Like I used to be really jealous. But then I learned that like jealousy is really about your own insecurity, right? And now I don't get jealous anymore because I don't feel insecure about it. And I am engaged. Okay. And she probably would hear me say she hates that I'm not jealous anymore.
wants you to be more jealous?
Yeah, but
I don't even care.
I don't want to waste the energy on being jealous.
But your fiance is very beautiful.
Thanks.
So it's like, why aren't you jealous?
If Brad Pitt wants, like, go ahead.
He's like, I'd be honored. Like,
so how did you get started into being a producer and an executive? How did that all come about?
Well, I got to go back a little bit farther than that, because this will come up later in my story. But my when my parents first got divorced, I lived in Ohio. And my dad, this was like in the late 70s, early 80s, moved into an apartment next door to the guy who had like the first VCRs. And every night he would bring home VHS tapes and he would copy them and broadcast them in the building. And so every night I stayed up watching 2-3 movies a night. That's kind of how the passion started. And then I went to film school and said, fuck it, and moved to LA. I interned for Jodie Foster.
Oh, wow.
And then worked at an agency called UTA first, and then was Revolution Studios and Silver, like you talked about, New Regency. And now I'm on my own. I have a bunch of movies I'm putting together, hopefully next year.
Yeah, I'm excited because I'm going to be in one of them.
I hope so. Yeah. Another one with Marlon, actually.
Another one with Marlon, that's right. Yeah. that's a good thing. So then you've been doing this now for how long, you think?
Oh, man, like 22 years.
22 years. That's what's such up, man. Time. It's such a long time.
I know, it's pretty impressive considering I'm 29.
So how did you, how long have you been engaged for? How long have...
So we got engaged about a year and a half ago. We were supposed to get married this summer in Italy, but COVID.
COVID. So everything is before COVID. Yep. That's the number one thing. Before COVID, and you're going to get married in Italy?
Italy, yeah.
All right. Do you want any more kids?
Wait, like, you gotta tell them. First of all, the audience, I have three kids. My son's 16, and my girls are 14 and 10. But
his son is so handsome,
like, literally Justin Bieber.
Yeah, he's literally Justin Bieber.
I say it's like if Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio fucked and had Justin Bieber.
Yes, that's what your son looks like. Yeah, now does he have the problem with like? I know, like my son, I think my son is an attractive dude, and I think I'm going to be that proud dad. It's like, oh, he has women. Are you like that with him? Like,
no.
How was he like with the women?
So I have a different set of circumstances. Okay. I have two daughters.
Right.
So I can't push him in like any direction. My dad used to be super proud of all this shit. And I'll get to those stories again. But with my son, I can't be, you know, that way with him and not with the girl. So no, I don't push any
equal.
Of it. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Bolt,
so you're equal to everyone. It's just,
you have to be the same.
Okay. I hate all of you equally.
I teach him to be respectful and all that, but I also don't want him being the slut I grew up being.
You don't want him to be that guy.
Right.
Okay. But you know that there's going to just be... I know, because I remember when you first told me like how handsome your son was. And then when I came to the house and he opened up the door and I was like, yo, this kid is really freaking handsome. And he's like a good kid too.
Yeah,
like, I don't think he really knows how attractive he is yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's like my son. My son doesn't even really understand yet that girls find him attractive. He's like, get off me. And that's a good quality to have, because at 16, I was trying to get every girl.
Yeah.
So,
and now look.
he might watch this.
All right, so would you have more kids? Would you?
Yeah, we're talking about it.
You're talking about it.
Yeah, but wait, can I say? Yeah, I guess I can say this.
You can say this.
I gotta filter everything I say because kids and exes and
right. Y'all gonna be watching this, right?
But I had been snipped, and then
they can
reverse
that shit. Isn't that crazy? That's why. Okay, so women, if you get that,
you can't.
But men, they can.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. So you got snipped because you didn't want any more kids. And then you got to reverse. How do they reverse it?
Dude, they go in with like microscope and they have to sew those tiny ass tubes. Yeah.
Are you awake for that? Or
no,
do they put you
wow.
Question though, with that reverse, do they say that it's harder or like could not happen?
Yeah.
Like,
the longer you go, the longer you go without,
it
had been almost 10 years. So
do you have to get like tests done or anything to make sure you're good or whatnot?
Yeah,
I did. I'm sorry, that's kind of personal.
Okay.
But I'm just curious because I know someone who did that.
So
they're not trying to have kids, but
whenever I think about someone getting snipped, this is the question I've always wanted to know. And so I'm glad you're here so I can ask this question. When you your kids are gonna be watching this. I just started it. But when you bust a nut, does it come out nothing? or do you still?
No,
like,
you still have
ejaculate all of that. Yeah. It's just not semen.
Sperm. Sperm. No sperm.
It's just nothing coming, but it's still.
Yeah.
Because I think that would traumatize me if nothing was coming out.
I'm traumatized. Just the thought.
That's what I'm saying, though. I always wanted to know, like, if you got it.
Why are we talking about nut juice?
I don't know, because it just came out. I think the audience wanted to know, too, if it ever
nope.
just...
This is very nope. informative. Audience. Okay, you know, very all those informative. Men out there
shouldn't
that
we be talking about movies?
Want to know. I mean, you can do it and not even tell. Oh, that's
is that the case? I'm good. You're better than me.
Black guys never, ever want to get...
Absolutely not. Why would I want to get... No, yeah. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Listen, I'll have 15 kids.
Ocean's like, I want more kids.
I do. I want a girl. I do. I want a girl.
You're going to have all boys.
Girls are awesome.
I'm going to have all boys?
No, you know what? You should have girls.
Why is that?
Girls are awesome.
They are awesome. And your girls are how old?
14 and 10.
Now, do you worry about them and guys coming through? What's that going to be like?
Mm-hmm. Well... I mean, look, again, the key to all of it with girls is just building up their self-esteem so they don't ever feel like they need to impress anybody.
Right, exactly. So the like important
my 14-year-old could give two shits.
Right. So the important thing is, so for all the audience listening and watching, the important thing is have a daddy in your life. And if that's the important thing is have a daddy in your life so you won't be on the pole. That's Chris Rock's thing.
You won't be on the pole.
That's the number one thing is not being on the pole. Yeah. All right, you ready for your story? I'm telling you, we have to have a thing where it goes.
I thought about making one. I thought about being like, but he did it earlier.
Story time.
Like he wants to do
time.
That. Like
I
with
do.
Everything.
Like with a
even
jingle.
Even with me and yeah, but like he wants to do like da 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 da.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, since so listen.
Whatever
I'm,
it may
I'm
be.
Always when I go home, I'm always thinking of ways to make this show even better. Right. So I'm always hitting people up. I'm letting them give me feedback, even though I really don't care what they say. No, I do. I care. I care a lot about what they say. Like last week, we had the microphones in the thing, and the cord was down, and that's what everybody said. Your cord was in the way. We were like, I know, but we started off this show. Because the way we started the show last week
was
with Bill is Bill went first because he's a diva, and he was like, I got to get out of here and go. Which, you know, he was super cool. I'm just saying he still wanted to go first. So we did that first. And so once we had the cord, we couldn't switch it and have it go back. We had to keep the cord the whole time. So we knew about it.
Yeah. Continuity.
Continuity.
He's just trying to say. He's
yeah, that's all it was. We had
now
to have
continuity. Now you have microphone condoms.
We had microphone condoms this whole time, which I actually like the microphone condom. So, okay.
My story.
Story with Naveed. Story. I promise next week we're going to have some sort of.
I'll make you
one. Tom's like,
you one? All right, cool.
Will we?
Yes, we will.
No,
he said,
Tom is like, no. We will?
But it's fine. Naveed is going to make it for us.
Hey,
so.
If you got it on an iPhone, you want to play it in your microphone?
No, we can't do that. We got to do that. Come on, man. You got something back there.
He said they go fuck themselves.
Do you see
a thing that does that?
Listen, but that's you have a computer.
You have a keyboard.
You have a
Tom,
keyboard.
Tom, he's giving
yeah,
you more work than you even want.
I know that
so
Tom
I
is like, yo.
I'll tell him no.
Tom is like, I don't want to do any more work. I don't want to press nothing. I'm running
exactly.
around doing sounds and
he's
stuff.
He's like, you know, you're already having me do a job. He's the information guy.
Don't you want that? We want that. No?
We've already talked about how much I cost, right?
I know we do talk about how much. But this is I understand. All of you're part of the show now. All you have to do is press a button like
he doesn't
boop,
have a button to press.
He does.
Is what he's
he has a keyboard thing over there.
I'll make you a jingle.
Yeah, he's right. Gonna make us a jingle. You sing, so you automatically know how
I
those
do?
Keyboards stuff works.
No, I don't.
You don't sing?
No, I sing. But
okay.
I don't know what he has.
You've been
going
in the studio, you know how the producers are booed and they do whatever. Anyway, next week, okay. Naveed is going to have a jingle for us. And we're going to have some...
Naveed coming to the rescue.
Yes, exactly.
I'm sending it to you on your phone.
Exactly. Okay. And Tom, all you have to do is press the button. Okay? Is that fine? Is that cool?
We'll talk about the technicalities.
We'll talk about the technicalities on the next.
Because you seem to think he can just give me a file and I put a button down.
It's that easy, Ocean.
And hit the button.
Here, I'm handing you this, and this is gonna happen.
That's how.
No,
I
it
think
doesn't. No, it just doesn't. Happen.
I know. That's how you think.
That's
it works.
How it works.
Because he doesn't know.
I know you think it works like that.
Okay, can we get back to Naveen?
All right, so now it's story time. All right, you can tell us any story you want.
Well, there you go. I have a lot of stories. Okay. Most of them I can't repeat
because your kids are going to be watching this episode.
But there's one story that they know, and to give it a little bit of context, it involves my dad. You have to understand, my dad was nuts, right? Mm-hmm. In a little context for him, when I was in college, I didn't turn 21 until senior year, but there's a rule where if your parents came and took you out, they could hand you a drink at the bar.
What?
They could order a drink and hand it to you. So he would come out every weekend and take me out to the bar.
Are you serious?
What? Yeah. Wait, where? Yeah. You lived here?
In Ohio.
In California?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
So this is just context to understand my dad. So one night we're out, my dad was hammered, and this girl was flirting with me. I used to have an earring. This girl's flirting with me, and she goes, "I love a guy with an earring." Oh, and my dad leans over and goes, "I have an earring on my dick."
Oh, my God.
So
oh, my God.
That's the context.
But you had to let your dad say that. You had to let your dad say that because he was buying you drinks.
Because he was buying
exactly.
me drinks.
Exactly. Okay, cool.
And he was cock blocking. So, this was right after that, soon after. I was working in a movie theater, and he came over and had been drinking. And he came to, like, cool off and sit in a movie. And then he left. And when he left, he got pulled over by the cops and ended up getting a DUI, right? So a few weeks later or whatever, when he had to go to court, he was going to defend himself. He didn't want to hire a lawyer. He was going to defend himself. And he had no concept or clue about what to do. And he just said I was going to be his witness, right? Like, right. And he didn't prep me at all.
He got a DUI and didn't prep you.
Didn't prep me.
Okay.
Right? I wasn't there when he got the DUI. I was still working. So he had gotten a DUI. He just came to the movie theater and left and gotten a DUI. But I was supposed to be his witness. So he first of all, we arrive at the court. He goes up to the clerk. He's like, I need all the paperwork from the opposing side. She's like, sir, you need to get that like weeks ahead of time. You can't show up the day of court. He's like, I don't need it anyways.
Okay.
So when we went to court, they sequester me. They put me in another room. I couldn't hear what was going on. They had asked him a bunch of questions,
God.
And he hadn't prepped me. So then he brings me up, right?
Oh, this is really
funny. I gotta move this chair. So he brings me up, and I'm gonna do this so you can still see it on the camera. But I'm sitting on the witness stand. He goes, Naveed. He was really dramatic. Naveed, what do you see here?
What? Wait, what?
He's doing this. And I was like, what? By the way, in front of the prosecutors, the judge, everybody, right? He's like, what do you see here? I was like, your hand? And he's like, arthritis.
What?
He goes, you know that I played football, varsity football, at St. Francis Sales High School in 1962, and I got really banged up, and therefore I cannot walk a straight line.
What?
And I was like, and I was starting to piece together, like, okay, you can't walk a straight line, like, that's why I can, right? But I'm like, okay. And he's like, and that's why I could not walk a straight line for the police. And I was like, okay. Right? So then I go sit down, and the prosecutor, this is like an hour outside of the town that he grew up in, right? The prosecutor asked him to come back. The prosecutor asked my dad to come back up to the witness stand. And he goes, Mr. McElargy, you testified that you played varsity football at St. Francis Hills High School in 1962, and you got banged up. That is why you cannot walk a straight line. And he's like, that is correct. And the prosecutor goes, Mr. McElargy, would it surprise you if I told you that I played varsity football at St. Francis Hills High School in 1962, and you were not on the team?
Oh, no. Seriously, did that happen?
My dad looks at me, he's like, what's your name? And he
what
said his name,
not.
And he goes, oh, hey, how are you?
Oh, my God, what are the odds?
Right? What are the odds? Yeah, it was fucking hilarious.
Wow.
I just remember sitting there going, oh, holy shit.
So what happened?
Oh,
they
didn't.
Oh, it got even better.
Wait,
by
was
the
it
way.
Real though, or was he fucking around? Like,
no,
was
it was real.
There
was a guy that went to high school with my dad.
Oh my God.
Oh my.
Yeah. and played football. But he had part of his testimony was that he had had a few drinks at lunch, came to the movie, and then left. Right, okay. So he was sober, but had admitted to having a few drinks. And the judge was like, "Okay, well, you're guilty. Is there anything you want to say before I pass sentence?" And my dad goes, "I would find it preposterous that you would find a man guilty who's never had a drink in his life."
Wait, what? Yeah. Wait, so your dad says he played football and it has arthritis from a hit. The prosecutor comes on and he's played football.
And said, You weren't on the team.
You weren't on the team. And then when he was about to get sentenced, he goes, "I never had a drink before."
But your dad admitted to going to lunch. Yeah, so his dad admitted already having drinks at lunch.
How long did he go to jail for?
Just like a weekend. I went and picked him up and he told me how much he liked Beavis and Butthead.
This was his first DUI?
Yeah, yeah.
And he had to go to jail for a few days?
Yeah. Well, wouldn't you send him to jail after that?
No, I would have been like, "You know what? Your story was fucking hilarious." Yeah. Thank you for making me laugh today.
Been like, "The story was great." So you said it like you've been to jail for DUIs.
Huh?
You said it like you've been to, he was like his first time and he went to jail?
No, never. No, but people that have DUIs, I know a lot of people have DUIs.
You never had a DUI?
No.
Okay. I don't know if that's necessary. Do you believe her?
No.
No, exactly.
They can't see her face.
They can't see her face.
She was like, "No, no."
Exactly. I think you had plenty of... The way she was like, "Wait a minute. The first time he went to jail?"
So that means
she's had several DUIs.
Oh, no.
None.
No.
Did you want to change your story? No. Like, is that?
No. I know a lot of people that have had DUIs, okay, and they don't go to jail their first DUI.
No, they...
He deserved it
after that story.
Yes. But the best part of that is his head. And you're just looking like you had no idea.
I mean, I was like, "What the fuck is he talking about?"
And then when
the prosecutor said his, I was like, "Ugh."
We need to meet your dad.
He died. But
Wait, he died.
I'm sorry. I didn't even mean to laugh.
He was driving drunk. No, I'm kidding.
Stop! I'm like, that's so funny.
Don't do that. Is he really dead or not?
Yeah, he's dead.
Okay, all right.
He died 9 years ago.
Okay.
but not from drinking and driving.
On his third DUI.
On his third DUI. Exactly.
Wait, can I tell another funny story?
Absolutely. Please do.
I just thought of this because of the driving drunk, right? So exactly a year ago today, and I know because it was posted on Facebook, exactly a year ago today, I was driving on the 105 and I was pulled over at a red light on the side of the road. It's a highway, two lanes each direction. And I'm stopped and I look up and there's a car doing like 100 miles an hour on this side of the highway, meaning coming at me, right?
Damn.
100 miles an hour and banks off of the median, spins and slams into the car in front of me. It was a truck, thank God, because it crushed the truck and the truck buckled under. And then he spun around and hit me, right?
Wow. That's some scary shit.
It was scary. So I like freaked out, get out of the car. I go to the guy in the truck, which is a young guy, and said, "Are you okay?" And he was shaking. And then we go to the guy who had been driving.
Okay.
And he had like side airbags, so he couldn't really see in his car.
Okay.
And he was like kind of laughing like the Joker, like,
like, so you know he's on like drugs or something. Like, he's fucked up.
It was like at 9 a.m.
He thought that was fucking hilarious.
Yeah. And it was, you know,
he was playing like bumper cars, you know?
Right. And so the cops come and the cop looks in his window and goes, "Oh, he's naked."
Yeah. So he was fucked up
at 9 a.m. naked, driving 100 miles an hour on the wrong side.
9 a.m.
And then the fireman goes around to the other side of the car, looks in, he goes, "There's nut juice all over the passenger seat."
He had been jacking off
as he was driving
at 100 miles an hour.
So was it like fresh nut juice?
Yeah,
or was
I guess.
It... Fresh nut juice.
Wait, because it's
wow, fresh nut juice.
No, because like, you know what?
We see where your mind is at. Fresh nut juice?
No, because...
My question was going to be, I guess he didn't snip himself, but you were like fresh nut juice.
No, because like it didn't.
But wait, okay, but listen, here's my question. Why would he know if it was fresh nut juice or not? Like,
how would, this is how it could have happened. It could have, I was driving it, and we crashed it on, and I'm not wearing a seatbelt. I go through the windshield, and I go, fresh nut juice.
You know, whatever. I'm just like, whatever.
It's I can't believe that you asked for the fresh nut juice.
No, because, like, did it look like he had just, like, it was No.
Fresh nut juice. So I post this on Facebook, right? And write the part about nut juice. And I call my mom. My mom is Iranian and has a very thick accent.
Okay.
And she was at lunch with her girlfriends. And I was like, Mom, trust me, just go on Facebook and read what I just posted. So she reads everything I just described, including the fireman going, and there's nut juice, right? And my mom turns to all of her fresh nut juice. My mom turns to all of her friends and goes, you guys, what is nut juice?
What is nut juice?
I wanted to tell the story just because I know my mom's gonna watch this. And I want to embarrass the shit out of her.
No, that's really funny.
Turn and be like, "Well, nut juice is
what her friends say?"
They wouldn't answer her.
They
were so
like,
then my
huh?
mom came home.
They were probably so confused.
They wouldn't answer. She came home. And she started asking everybody in the family, like at the house, like, what is nut juice? What is nut juice? My cousin texted me and goes, why did your mom just ask me what nut juice is?
Naveed, what kind of conversation did you just have with your mother? Why is she asking these questions?
So your dad is, what's your dad and what's your mom?
He was Irish.
Okay.
Irish Catholic. And my mom is Iranian.
Right.
Yeah, I was a very fucked up childhood.
Very fucked up childhood.
I was an alcoholic terrorist.
Oh, all right.
And they made this white Jesus,
that
we see.
And he got into film.
That's right. Well, we appreciate you coming on, man. This
Absolutely.
Was incredible. We got two stories from the beginning.
I feel like I could keep going,
I know you have a lot.
When we tell the X-rated one that my kids can't hear,
I'll tell you, we're going to have to do it. See, I know you have a gang of stories. So the next time we have you come on, we'll have you come on in a couple of weeks because I know people are going to request you because this is such a funny episode.
He has so many stories.
You also live in El Segundo with the place where they have like the best pizza.
Slice and pint.
Yeah. I think we're going to have that later on. Man, it's so amazing. But I'm so excited. I'm so glad that you came on and did this.
Man.
We got
two
of them. And then we're going to be looking out for some projects that I'm going to be in.
Yeah.
like I told him before we started, I said, if you need...
He's like, if you need a background person, I got you, Naveed.
I told you, here's the thing. I told everyone I wasn't gonna get my teeth fixed when I first started this podcast, but that's not the case.
Don't say something you're not gonna do.
I'm going to go get my teeth fixed now.
Oh, you
the
just
reason
decided.
Why I did another podcast, and he had it super close. And I was smiling a lot, and I just seen my...
You act like that's the first time you've seen your teeth up close.
I know, but I just forget.
All of a sudden, you just want to get your teeth fixed.
So now
fixed.
I want to get it done, so I'm going to get it done so I can be a TV star
and movie star. You just got to own your shit.
No, I'm good. What movie stars have fucked up teeth?
I feel like most do in the beginning.
Does she?
Oh, she has a... Thanks. They're not fucked up. I think it's cute.
I feel like a lot of actors and actresses start with fucked up teeth, but over time, they'll get them done.
No, there's actually a role with a guy with fucked up teeth. You're perfect.
Okay.
Well, I was looking up. Johnny Depp doesn't have nice teeth.
It's described as
sometimes that makes
black,
you, that
black
makes
fat
you.
Jesus with fucked up teeth.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
And on that note, we appreciate you guys all tuning in. Make sure you guys tune in. You subscribe. We're on Apple Music. We're on Spotify. If you don't want to watch us on YouTube, you can do those. You can do Apple Music, Spotify. But I don't know why you wouldn't want to watch us because Christian is hot. We got hot guests like Jesus.
How'd you just say my name?
Christian.
Apparently, Kristen is a hard name to pronounce.
It is. I said Kristen.
No,
what did I say?
We're going to Christian. Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. So she always makes fun of me when I go, Kristen. And so whatever it is.
It's so pronounced.
All right. Kristen. So we appreciate you. So on Spotify, iTunes, and of course on YouTube, Ocean Live TV. You guys, please subscribe. Please tune in. We'll have another guest next week. And for the cast and crew in here, we thank y'all so much. Tune in next week. We love y'all. Peace.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, my dude. I appreciate it.
Peace out, bitches.